I always really enjoy these stories when I see them written down. I always find them fascinating to find out how it is that scientists come up with these hypotheses first and foremost, and then how they go about proving them. I'm also jet-lagged because I came back from London last night. So it's actually, I think, about 4 o'clock, well, no, more like 5 o'clock in the morning for me now. So I've given myself a little challenge because I'm going to pronounce the Latin name of this animal at some point in this introduction. So bear with me if I get it wrong, but this is an interesting story that I think you'll enjoy. The world's oldest known mammal has been identified using dental records, predating what scientists previously thought was the first mammal to walk the earth by millions of years. This is according to a study published in the Journal of Anatomy earlier this month. Brazilian and British researchers from the Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul, London's Natural History Museum, and King's College London confirmed that the Brazilodon quadrangularis, let me try that again, Brazilodon quadrangularis, was the earliest mammal with fossil records of the animal's teeth sets. So how did they go about figuring this out? How did they find it out? And what does it mean for our understanding of how mammals evolved? Well, joining me with more on that now is Martha Richter. She's with the Museum of Natural History in London, and she is the study's lead author. Thanks so much for your time.
No, pleasure.
So tell me about Brazilodon quadrangularis. I'd never heard of it before. Where did it live and what was it?
Yes, well, Brazilodon is actually one of those very small animals that existed at the time of the earliest known dinosaurs. You know, we always heard about the stories of the co-evolution between mammals and dinosaurs. And Brazilodon is, or Brazilodon is the most typical, you know, mammal, very, very tiny animal, the size of a shrew, that lived in southern Brazil. And we know that the earliest, the oldest dinosaurs come from the late Triassic, which is more or less 230 million years old. Right. So they lived in the same environment, because we know that because the rocks in southern Brazil of 225 to 230 million years contain both, you know, these very small animals like Brazilodon and also dinosaurs and some very large reptiles as well. So it was a complete, let's say, community of part of the biosphere when all the continents were joined together, forming this supercontinent Pangaea. Yes, what we have there is a variety, obviously, of prey and predator relationship, you know, between the animals. And Brazilodon turned out to be a very special fossil, because although it is a very, very small animal, maximum of 20 centimeters long, including the long tail, and a skull very small, about 5 centimeters, it has a dentition that is already similar or equal to the mammals today.
Really?
They only had one replacement set of teeth. You know, all the reptiles have many multiple dentitions. They change their teeth throughout their lives, some more often than others, but they keep on producing teeth, yeah? But mammals don't do that. You know, if you look at ourselves, for example, we only have milk teeth, and then we only have one permanent set of teeth replacing the milk teeth. And not all of them, even.
And Brazilodon was the same.
Exactly.
Wow.
Precisely.
So I gather you used teeth to figure out how old it is. That right? To figure out how old it is.
No, that how old it is determined by other methods.
Right.
Yeah, it's you know, we have two different methods, and it's a quite complicated thing. But we have precise radiometric dating of those rocks that it turned to be 225.4 million years old.
Wow.
And And also, you know, it's plenty of dinosaurs there. So we know it's old.
Right, you know? Very old. I mean, and this is significantly, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, not that significant, but significantly older than what we thought was the confirmed first mammal. Yes.
And if you think about the extinction of the dinosaurs that occurred only when that that big bolide hit the Earth 66 million years ago, Brazilodon and the earliest dinosaurs, the oldest dinosaurs, were living on Earth 225 million years ago. So dinosaurs, non-avian dinosaurs, were with us for, you know, over 200 million years, yeah, before they went extinct.
So this predates what we thought was the earliest confirmed first mammal by about 20 million years, is that right?
Exactly. Yes. So previously we had other animals, very, very small, similar size to Brazilodon, but living 20 million years after Brazilodon. So those were considered the first or the earliest mammals. But our paper, you know, considers that diphyodonti, you know, the fact that they only had one set of replacement teeth, like mammals, very significant. Many others will perhaps differ to think about mandibular articulation or other parts of the skull being more important than being a diphyodont animal. But we consider that because diphyodonti is such a complex and genetically modifying, you know, modifying the skull and the dentition, that it is actually a key character of mammals. And that's, you know, that's why we see the Brazilodon as a mammal.
So for your group, really, this idea of the of just the two sets of teeth over a lifetime is really what links us, all mammals now, back to back to Brazilodon 225 million years ago, which is a very, how does this help us understand better our evolution as mammals?
Right. So if you consider that these are the oldest mammals, you know, that we are all related to previous populations of mammals in the past, and this goes very deep in the past of our geological records. And what is interesting is that we had at that time a community of an ecosystem, yeah, of very small animals, dinosaurs, other kinds of reptiles. And it is, again, calling attention to the fact that we co-evolved in that kind of environment. Perhaps dinosaurs, the small dinosaurs we found associated with Brazilodon, were the predators of Brazilodon. And perhaps Brazilodon and developed or had such a small size and lived in burrows, etc., because trying to avoid that kind of predation. Yeah. So we evolved many of our characters that we present today are the result of these interactions between species, as it is today. Yeah?
Indeed.
Predator has always been you know, a game of co-evolution, and many survive this for millions of years, others go extinct for a variety of reasons, sometimes environmental, sometimes it's just outcompete by other species. So the point is, we are very lucky. We survived many extinction events since, you know, 200 million years, over 200 million years of geological history. And I think the lesson here is that Brazilodon went extinct. We don't know if he gave rise to other species that were even closer to us. Mm-hmm. But the point is, extinction is forever. We never can bring back Brazilodon, you know, and we cannot bring back those dinosaur species that lived in the past. And I think we need to treasure what is here with us today. Because if those species go extinct, they will never come back to us.
Right. And this obviously draws that line between what was existent 225 million years ago and us today. Martha Richter, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.